This is the Practical Teaching Tips Podcast. I am your host, Richard James Rogers, high school science and chemistry teacher and author of the award-winning book, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management. Well, hello everybody, and welcome to today's episode on the Practical Teaching Tips podcast. I am your host, Richard James Rogers, and as a newly certified Scrum Master by the Scrum Alliance there, that certification comes from, it is my absolute pleasure to describe how this strange method, mysterious method of agile project management called Scrum can be applied in the high school classroom and to manage teams of teachers and staff in high schools as well. And this is a really, really interesting topic for me because prior to becoming a certified Scrum Master, I really had no idea what agile project management was. Never mind what Scrum and the Scrum process was, but now with this newfound knowledge, I'm utterly convinced that this is a game-changing way to revolutionise productivity within schools. So let's first talk about what Scrum is. Scrum is basically a very efficient way of completing projects. So it's a cyclic process, and there's three kind of groups or individuals in a Scrum team. So the first person you have is the product owner. Now, this is a person within the team who comes up with all of the tasks that need to be completed for a big project, okay? So in the classroom environment, that could be one particular student in a group. Next, you have the developers. The developers are the people who actually are going to do the legwork. They're going to create the PPT or create the questions or do the actual project itself and the different creative outputs of the project. It could be building a model, for example. It could be creating an infographic, for example, creating a video, whatever the group project might be. And then you've got the Scrum Master, and this is the kind of role that I as a Scrum Master would play in a company. And it's essentially a student within the group who has an understanding of the Scrum process. And they would be the kind of like the leader of the group, but non-hierarchical. Because the idea of Scrum is that everyone is equal. And the Scrum Master is someone who organizes the process, really, and facilitates the whole Scrum cycle, making sure that the team understand what the product owner have required of them, making sure that the daily Scrum and the sprint review happen, things I'll talk about in a moment. So what happens is you get a team of students together. This could be applied to teachers as well. I'll talk about that later. And let's say you have a team of, I would probably say a minimum of four students in a Scrum team, and you choose who's going to do what. And you choose one student to be the product owner. So for whatever project the students are working on, that student will come up with the little tasks that they have to complete as a team. Then you have the developers. So in a team of four students, two would be the developers. You're going to have more developers than, of course, the product owner, which is one person, and the Scrum Master, which is one person. So your developers are going to do the actual creative output and produce the part of the project that's going to be delivered, which is called an increment. And an increment should be delivered Every 1 to 4 weeks is the recommendation by the Scrum Alliance. But I would say, ideally, you're looking at 7 to 10 days for an increment, which is a usable part of the project. Could be a PowerPoint presentation, for example. It could be slides. It could be a Google Doc. It could be a Google Sheet that's got data that's been analyzed. It has to be a usable, finished part of the project. So that should be produced every 7 to 10 days, would be my recommendation. So the developers work on producing the increment, and the Scrum Master makes sure that everyone understands the process and ensures that all of the little meetings and the different parts take place when they should. So how does the process happen? Well, first of all, the product owner comes up with something called a product backlog, which is all of the tasks that need to be completed for the project. The product owner chooses one task for the Scrum team to work on. Then there's something called a sprint planning meeting. Now, by the way, the part of the process where the developers are actually creating the increment, which is the usable part, remember, of the project that needs to be produced along the way, that creation stage is called a sprint. So there's a quick sprint planning meeting. I recommend that this should take no longer than 30 minutes in a classroom environment. So you get your product owner, your whole team, the whole Scrum team together to decide how they are going to create that increment, who's going to do what. Again, the developers should be doing most of that work. The product owner should be making it clear what the increment is, and the Scrum Master should be facilitating the whole process. Now, if you're looking for a good graphic of this, because it is rather difficult to describe verbally, there is a good graphic at my blog for teachers, which is at richardjamesrogers.com. Once again, that's richardjamesrogers.com. And you can find a blog post all about using Scrum in the high school classroom. So anyway, once the students have had their sprint planning meeting, then you have 7 to 10 days for the students to create that part of the project, an increment, a usable part of the a project, a step along the way. So it could be, for example, a 2-month project or a 4-week project, and there should be an increment produced every 7 days, for example, as part of that project. So what happens next? Well, for the sprint, which is the development phase, the developers in the team should be working towards producing that increment. And every day, and it's very important it happens every day, there should be a very quick daily meeting, no longer than 15 minutes, called a scrum. And the meeting is called a scrum. It comes from the rugby term scrum, and it basically means people getting together and kind of hashing out ideas and reviewing where they're up to. So for a group of students in a classroom, you might be thinking, well, I don't see them every day. How can they have a daily scrum? Well, they can do it at break time, lunchtime in the library. They could have an online meeting when they're all at home. But somehow that team have got to come up with a way to have a 15-minute daily meeting to figure out where they're up to and how that increment is being processed. At the end of the sprint, the increment should be produced, which is the part of the project that's finished, a usable part of the project. And there should then be a sprint review and a sprint retrospective. Now, I think in terms of students in a high school classroom, again, this should be a 30-minute meeting, roughly 30 minutes, where the students go over what went well when producing that increment, how that now relates to the product backlog. Maybe the students want to pass on some information to the product owner and tell that student, well, we've made this increment, but there's this new task for the project we have now. Please put that in the product backlog. Or the students might have tried to create an increment, but it was too challenging or wasn't outlined clearly enough. So they have to send that back to the product owner to redefine and be more specific about the requirements. And basically, this whole cycle continues until the entire project is finished. So just to remind you all of the cycle again, there's the product backlog, which is the list of tasks generated by the product owner and managed by the product owner. There's the sprint planning meeting, which should be no longer than 30 minutes. There's the sprint itself, which should last, my recommendation, between 7 to 10 days. And an increment should be produced at the end of that sprint, which, remember, is a usable part of that project. And then there's a sprint review and sprint retrospective, which is essentially a 30-minute meeting which looks back at what went well, what didn't go so well, where we are, and how that relates to the product backlog, what needs to go back into the product backlog to make this project perfect. Are there new increments that need to be produced? Do some increments need to be redefined? Are there ways of working that we found could be efficient going forward? Now, I've oversimplified that process, I have to tell you, everybody. When I did my CSM certification, we went into incredible detail about this process. And I have kind of made it more kid-friendly so that it can be utilized in the high school classroom. The Scrum Alliance themselves recommend longer meetings for some of these parts, such as the sprint planning meeting and the sprint review, which is kind of what we'll go on to next, which is with teams of teachers. Now, I personally think that as teachers, we attend too many pointless meetings. Now, I'm sorry if that's direct and a little bit close to the bone for some people, but I think it's overwhelmingly true for many schools. And I think that the whole process of having meetings and enacting action plans and reviewing work could be made to be a lot more efficient if Scrum was used in schools for managing teams of teachers. So it's essentially the same process with teachers. You have a product owner in a teaching team, could be a departmental team, it could be a pedagogical team, it could be a pastoral team, it could be a year group team, but essentially that's the Scrum team. Remember, it shouldn't be hierarchical. Everybody should be seen as an equal. The trainer on my CSM course recommended that the Scrum Master shouldn't be the boss of anyone in the team. So it's best to choose a Scrum Master who's a member of the team rather than being the head of department or something like that. But anyway, again, a teacher would be the product owner. You would have developers within the team who would produce the increments. And the Scrum Master should be someone who has an understanding of Scrum, who facilitates the whole process. Again, a sprint planning meeting, I think for 30 minutes is perfectly fine for high school teachers. So you could be working on a new PSHE curriculum, for example, and your increments in the product backlog could be produce a lesson plan for lessons 1 and 2, or lesson plans for lesson 1 and 2. Another increment might be produce worksheets that go with lesson 1 and 2. Another increment might be produce slides that go with lesson 1 and 2. Another increment might be produce homework that goes with lesson 1 and 2. Another increment might be produce a student project that will last for lessons 3 and 4. So you've got all these little pieces of the project. And again, the Scrum team of teachers would work on that. So you would have some of those teachers would be developers, and they would start working on the first increment, which might be a lesson plan for lesson one. And again, 7 to 10 days to produce that increment, daily scrum with the scrum team. Really, the daily scrum, according to the Scrum Alliance, you don't need to have the scrum master or the product owner at the daily scrum. It's only meant for the developers who are making the increment. But it is okay if you want to have the scrum master and the product owner there, because they may be able to provide insights. But they don't have to be there. That's the main thing. The daily scrum is supposed to be for the developers. And the developers actually are the people who decide how the increment is to be produced. So they do have quite a lot of creative freedom. So if you were to give your scrum team, for example, the increment of producing a set of slides for lesson one of PSHE, which is all about drugs and alcohol, let's say, they have the creative freedom to decide how many slides there should be, the content that should be on those slides, what those slides should link to. The developers have to be given creative freedom. Now, if those developers want clarity on what should be in the increment, that's where the product owner comes in, and the product owner should be able to specify some more details of what should be in that increment if the developers need help. And again, daily scrum, 15 minutes for the developers to talk about where they're up to. And at the end of 7 to 10 days, again, I recommend a quick 30-minute meeting to review the sprint. What went well? What have we produced? Is there anything that needs to go into the product backlog? And what's the next increment we're going to work on? And I honestly believe, everybody, that a sprint review can be followed by a sprint planning meeting as well. And I don't think you need to spend an hour doing a sprint review and an hour doing a sprint planning meeting. You could have 15 minutes for a sprint review and 15 minutes to plan the next sprint. And then again, the sprint lasts how long, everybody? 7 to 10 days. And at the end of that process, again, an increment should be produced. Now, I actually think, maybe I'm wrong about this. You can email me and let me know at info@richardjamesrogers.com. But I actually think that teachers would prefer to have a quick 15-minute meeting every day than to have a one-hour lengthy meeting every week in which not really much comes out of that. I think a daily, quick, focused meeting on what we're actually working on. And it doesn't even need to last 15 minutes. It could be 5 to 10 minutes just to do that daily scrum. I think teachers would prefer that because it's much more focused, it's much more efficient, and it's practical as well. Now, you've probably guessed from my last few sentences there that I haven't actually tried this with teachers yet in a school environment, but I am optimistic that this will actually work. So I am going to be using this in my new position at a new international school in Bangkok, where I'm going to be taking the lead on some pastoral issues and leading a small team. And I will get back to you all in about a year's time to let you know how this went and how Scrum worked in this particular context of leading a team of high school teachers. But I think there's a lot of promise in Scrum. I'm going to put many links actually in the show notes today. One will be a link to my blog post on utilizing Scrum in the high school. One will be a link to the Scrum Guide, which is kind of like the the Bible, I guess, of Scrum. It's not as big as the Bible, thankfully. It's only a quick 15-minute read, but it is the guiding principles of Scrum, really. And I'll also link in the episode description to some other resources on Scrum, such as the Agile philosophy, for example. So what do you think? Do you think Scrum is a good way to go? And can you see yourself using Scrum and Agile project management in your classes with your students, or maybe if leading a small team of teachers? What do you think? Email me with any thoughts you have at info@richardjamesrogers.com. Once again, that's info@richardjamesrogers.com. Well, everybody, thank you for your time. I've really enjoyed describing all of this to you. Check out my blog for teachers, which has hundreds of articles on there covering a wide range of practical teaching tips, over at richardjamesrogers.com. Once again, that is richardjamesrogers.com. And why not check out my best-selling, award-winning book for teachers, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management, 45 Secrets That All High School Teachers Need to Know. And that book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Blackwells, and at all good retailers. And a link to that book's Amazon page is in the episode description. Well, thank you, everybody. I've really enjoyed delivering this content to you today. Take care. Until next time, bye-bye for now.